the buttons, but I'm figuring it out. Here, I'm going to give this to myself.
Bonehead of the day.
Oh, I don't think you really deserve that.
How about this one? Because I love this machine here.
Get a clue.
I will try by the end of the show to get a clue. So, 2005, the year of the iPod, the year of the phishing scam, which is now turned into spear phishing.
Right.
Where they really kind of know for sure that you're a member of that particular community. They know you're an eBay customer. They know you're a Wells Fargo customer. They know you're a so-and-so PayPal customer. So they really are honing in on folks that they know are actual customers so that you think it's a real email that you should respond to, these phishing scams.
It's brilliant.
Remember, 05 is also the year of not believing anything you get in your inbox.
Right.
Distrust everything. Be suspicious. The year of suspicion. Be suspicious of websites, of emails, of, you know, lottery
your
winnings.
Family,
your family. Attachments. You know, be very, very afraid. Be afraid.
You really do have to be afraid of them.
Speaking of being afraid, I'm afraid.
Oh, not afraid.
Afraid, but I'm going to bring Louie in. Louie, how's it going, buddy?
I've got a question. Should we inform the last caller that before she watches movies produced by any company associated with Sony, that you be very careful, else her computer can be hijacked, systems can be taken over that can't be removed?
Well, I'm more of that's actually more music than it is video.
Oh, is it music?
Yeah.
Well, but what's stopping them from using that with their DVDs when you think about it?
What do you mean?
Well, why not use the same DRM solution
after
for DVDs?
After the whipping that they got in the media, I don't think they're going to be... Yeah, no. Whoever that company was, I think they're done doing business with that encryption company. But, to me, it's a lot of hullabaloo about nothing. It's just a reason to go attack a big company.
Shouldn't worry about using Sony Corel Studio in my computer.
No.
I think you're safe. But it did open up a very real vulnerability to people who use these CDs.
Yeah. It's only on my list in the same place as American Online now.
Well, it's a rootkit, basically, to keep you from doing things with their digital content that potentially could be used. You know, it's the potential that causes everybody to get out there and, you know, scream bloody murder.
Well, it's all it takes for a hacker to jump on it.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I mean...
It allows a hacker to get into your system, and also, I don't know if it's still doing it, but...
Hang on, time out. That is not the case with the rootkit that Sony was being accused of planning. It has nothing to do with a hacker being able to remotely access your computer. It has to do with the fact that they can track what you're doing. That's the big issue with this rootkit.
Yeah.
Not some outside hacker. So let's not confuse those issues.
Oh, I see. Okay. The reason I thought that was the case is files with a certain name can become indivisible and undetectable on your computer, and I thought hackers were using that.
Hackers got a million different ways to get at you, so if we're going to go after Sony, we got to go after a lot of other people, too.
Okay.
So anyway, what's going on with you and your question?
Well, I haven't installed or started using Firefox yet as a web browser.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah, and I have several questions. Finally, I just lay them on you, and then you can talk and expound upon whatever you think's important.
Oh, would you please?
Oh, yes. Software complex. Interface with antivirus and firewall software.
Well, let's give you the nickel tour on Firefox. Firefox, for those of you that don't know, is an alternative browser. Internet Explorer is the one that comes built into Windows. Obviously, it's the one most attacked by hackers. It's the one most exposed and most exploited. So Firefox is a open source free download that you can get from Mozilla.org. And at the time that they launched it, it was definitely less vulnerable and less likely and less prone to be attacked. Now that it's become so popular, because it's been, a year and a half, it is just about as attacked as the Internet Explorer browser. So the primary reason a lot of people went to it for security is no longer as big of a deal now because it is so popular that the hackers said, well, let's attack that too.
Mm-hmm.
It does have some very unique features to it from a usability standpoint. It's not going to hurt a machine to load both Internet Explorer and Firefox, so I highly recommend you go out and try it, see if you like it. If not, uninstall it.
But don't.
Do you have to reinstall all your favorites in the?
No. Well, you can transfer them. There's ways to import them and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they'll interface just fine, and the website has all kinds of tips and tricks on that. So check that out at mozilla.org.
But certainly don't install Firefox thinking you're more secure from the bad guys on the internet, because you're not.
And Internet Explorer will still update the system automatically if I have it set that way.
Right.
I don't worry about that.
Right. And actually, Mozilla.org is now redirecting people to Mozilla.com, M-O-Z-I-L-L-A.com, and you can directly download Firefox. About a meg and a half download. So,
Or excuse me,
it's a 5 meg download. So if you don't have high-speed internet, go to a friend's house, download it, and burn it to CD. It'll take a while. All right, Louis. Hey, thanks for that question. That's a good 05 question. Kind of very 05-ish, huh?
I've actually got my mom using Firefox as of this last weekend.
It definitely has some very interesting features. You can use Thunderbird email as opposed to Outlook Express.
Right.
Again, bypassing some of the vulnerabilities out there.
If you use if you print a lot from the web,
yes,
a lot of web pages, it handles printing web pages a lot better than Internet Explorer, and that's specifically why I've got my mom using it now.
But do understand, if you use Firefox, it is slightly different than Internet Explorer, and
yes,
it will render certain web pages differently,
mm-hmm,
or improperly. Or if you're doing online banking or any kind of transaction, a lot of times the service provider requires that you use Internet Explorer with certain levels of encryption. So you really do need both to kind of exist on the internet. Just there are going to be times when you have to go back to Internet Explorer.
Sure.
But folks that use Firefox and like the different features on it definitely tend to like those features and stick with that. So it's certainly worth trying. If it's if you haven't tried it in 05, maybe it's a resolution for 06 to give it a shot.
Sure.
It's always good to have that extra browser.
It's free. It's fun.
It's also a good thing to have for when you're having a problem. You can't get to a web page or something. You can sometimes use the Firefox to see if you can to figure out, is it a problem with my browser? Is it a problem with this website? Is it a problem with the configuration?
Yep.
So it's a neat little diagnostic tool as well. So one line opens, 602-277-5827. It's the Looking Back on 2005 show with Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle, the Data Doctors. When we come back, we've got lots more for you, including our Geek Speak of the Week, so stay tuned. The brand.